It's a windy day at the Klondike Bluffs, just north of Moab, and a German short-haired pointer named Lark is at the starting line. She's wearing a harness attached by bungee to her owner's mountain bike. And she's antsy, a bit like a sled dog that can't wait to start pulling.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And she's off, taking her owner and race partner barreling down the track. Today is the second day of the country's first ever single track bike jaw race.
So bike jaw racing is where you strap a mushing, like a sled dog, onto the front of your mountain bike and race as a team.
Brad Kassing is an avid racer and organizer of today's event. He lucked into the sport after adopting a sled dog from a kennel in Minnesota. Kassing is a mountain biker and heard of this way to include his new friend in the hobby.
No idea what it was. I was super skeptical. I never imagined that you could have a dog that just stayed ahead of the bike, much less pulled you the entire time. And from day one, it was just so much fun. And yeah, we've been doing it since 4 years now.
Today's race is unique. Competitors are racing on a single track trail instead of a wider path or road. Before this weekend, organized single track races were only found in Europe.
The sport is definitely changing to be more inviting to people who are looking to challenge their own technical skills more. So it's definitely on the way up.
And Moab is known for single track mountain bike trails. The area could be perfect for the sport. Here's another racer, Sarah Kassing, Brad's wife.
The average speed on a trail like this, like I was going about 13 to 14 on average on a trail like this. Brad was probably, you were probably going 14, 15 today.
Way to go, girl! Bring it home, girl. Come on, girl, way to go!
And here comes Lark into the finish line.
Yes, good girl!
She looks wide-eyed, manic, and very happy with her time.
The true rock stars, especially in Europe, are what are called Graysters. So they're mostly a German short hair pointer with a little bit of greyhound. Some might have even a tiny bit of Alaskan husky mixed in, or even pure German short hair pointers, especially in Europe. Like, those are the true rock stars of the sport.
There's a range of dogs among the half dozen or so competitors here. Most basically look like your average house dog. One small pooch with a stud collar looks like he spends his non-racing time on his owner's lap. The BLM is out today monitoring the event, just because it's the first of its kind in the area.
So when Rocky Mountain Sled Dog applied for the permit, you know, it was new to us, so we wanted to see how it worked. And before we wrote the permit, we'd never seen it, of course, but I did watch it on video. I watched quite a few videos.
That's Katie Stevens of the BLM. She says the dogs and humans stayed on the trails, and participants cleaned up after their dogs.
And these people are really into their sport, as you can see, and really into their animals. So, you know, that's one of the functions of public land, is to provide a venue for the public to enjoy their land. And this is another sport that we can provide that venue for.
There was at least one local that voiced a concern over the treatment of the dogs here. Organizer Brad Kassing says he's had complaints like that before. He says they come from those not too familiar with the sport.
It is a very safe thing. You know, if you train a dog, they understand very well how to participate safely with you.
For example, the animals respond to voice commands, and at the end of the day, he says it's hard to make a dog pull you well on a bike if they don't want to.
And sometimes people will get a dog for this, you know, it might even come out of racing lines, and some dogs are just not into it, and those dogs don't end up being, you know, mushing or bike jaw dogs, they just become bike buddies. So yeah, that's the other thing I want people to know, is that like every dog that's doing this that's racing is a dog that wants to be out here racing.
Today at least, these dogs seem like they wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Justin Higginbottom for Rocky Mountain Community Radio.